pretty easy this week, huh? Green Bay offense, piece of cake.
Yeah. No, I mean, we got the defending world champions, and they're that way for a reason. You know, they run the ball well, they throw the ball well, they play good defense. So we got our work cut out for us, but we're excited about the opportunity to go in there.
Talking to a couple of players that have been in the league a while, they were saying, you know, like when Brady was setting records and Manning was setting records, their offense has the looks right now, the way they're humming of those types of teams. Do you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think. When you look at their team, I mean, you look at their skill position players and how good they are at their skill positions. They got a real solid offensive line. The guy that's pulling the trigger is playing as good as anybody in the league. You know, I mean, I think you put him up there in that top category, the top three, four, five quarterbacks in the league. You know, however you want to rank them. But when you're talking about the best in the league, you got to talk about him.
What sort of growth,
Dennis? Can you take anything from what Greg did, being you were in the Saints system for a long time?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously we looked at that game. I'm sure they're looking at that game real closely too, to try to see, you know, what we might do against them. And obviously we looked at that game to see what they did against the Saints. And you know, that some of those game plan ideas will be similar in some ways, but in some ways we'll be totally different.
Would you ditch something if they had some success against one particular thing?
Well, we do that every game. You know, I mean, we go into a game and we have a game plan, and you know, if it's going good, we roll with it, and if it's not going so good, we don't call it very much because we want good things to happen.
What sort of growth did you see from Cassius and Jonathan Willhite the last couple of weeks, especially with the Packers losing this week?
Well, I think anytime you get a chance to get out there and compete, every rep is a valuable learning experience for all those guys. And so I think every time they go out there, they get a chance to learn and experience different things. And now we just see, you know, what adjustments do they make going into the next week. How do they do some of the things they didn't do as well? How do they do those better? And how do they continue to do some of the things they did do well?
You feel more comfortable this week with your contingent of linebackers back, especially with Finley and the threat he brings to the middle of the field?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, the guys that we get back this week, you know, they help us. And so we're excited about having some of those guys hopefully back with us and playing on Sunday.
What versatility does DJ give you coming back?
Well, he's played a lot, and he's got real good athleticism. He's a good run player. And so, you know, I think his athleticism matches up against them.
What are your plans with Wesley Woodyer?
I think the plan is still the same as it's been. You know, we'll see exactly where DJ is on Sunday. But, you know, I would expect that Wesley Woodyard would be playing for us.
Dennis, what you haven't had yet is that real edge pass rush that you thought you had in preseason and training camp. You confident with Elvis and Von you might have something?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, we'll see where Elvis is again, you know, come Sunday, exactly where he is physically. But, you know, I think if we got both those guys coming off edges, I mean, you'd feel better, wouldn't you? I certainly would.
As a cornerback, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You guys haven't had an interception yet, and obviously the Saints teams that you came from were known for that. Is that a lack of execution on your part, missed opportunities? What do you see so far as far as that goes?
Well, I think it's just, you know, looking for that opportunity. I mean, I don't know whether it's schematically or if it's just, you know, guys making plays at certain times, but those things come, and they come in bunches. I've been around it long enough to know that, you know, you get one, and next thing you know, you got three or four, and then nobody's talking about how you don't have any interceptions. So I don't worry about that. We call the defense. We try to do the best we can to stop the offense, and obviously we're trying to take the ball away every time we get an opportunity to.
Hey, Coach, what specifically have you seen in terms of improvement from your run defense from week one to what was really fantastic this past week?
Well, I think it's just execution. You know, I mean, I think we've done a better job the last couple of weeks of making sure that we're doing our job the right way, being in the right position. We got caught out of position a couple times against Oakland, and when you play a good back like that, they make you pay. We did a better job of our run fits and being in the right spots.
Is that something you think you can maintain for the rest of the year? Do you think that's what it was?
Well, we're going to certainly keep harping on it, you know, because to be successful in this league, you got to be able to stop the run. And so we're going to continue with that emphasis of stopping the run and keep preaching to those guys about doing their job and doing it the right way and doing it every time.
I know, you know, you're not going to give away strategy, but when you talk about the next man up philosophy, and obviously you have to believe that, but in your own approach, when you get, possibly get Elvis, DJ, and Champ, who you could argue are your three best veteran defensive players, does it change your approach game planning in a game like this when you have those?
I think you always go into, as a coach, you always go into every game and you look at who you have and how you match up against the other team, and you try to put your players in the best position for them to be successful. Some things some guys do other things better than some of the other things. So we're going to look at whoever we have on Sunday. We're going to call the game to try to put them in the best position to be successful.
Do you have to be more conservative though when you have the backups that you've had, and when you've got, you mentioned DJ, a veteran guy who's played, Champ, a veteran guy who's played. I mean, does that matter?
I don't know if conservative is a word. I mean, I think you think differently at times depending on who you have out there. But I don't know if necessarily conservative is the word.
Do you think more aggressively when you have them available to you? Is what I meant.
I'm going to put him in a position to make plays.
What did you see in Will Hite that allowed you to turn him loose these last two games? He had never had a sack since Arkansas. Now he had two on back-to-back series.
Well, I was hoping they'd turn the protection the other way and we'd be able to get him scot-free, which we were able to do a couple of times. So, you know, it's just part of the scheme in that. You know, I think our coaches do a great job of, you know, figuring out where we might be able to attack the protection it's just, you know, fortunate for Will Hite that we've put him in position a couple times.
Earlier this week, Andre Goodwin was talking about the explosive plays against you guys, and he was basically really firm in saying that personnel is a cop out, all that's a cop out, that they have not executed the way they should. How much was this week spent on that execution aspect and fixing some of those issues?
Well, I think it's spent that way every week. You know, I think we focus on the execution every week. I mean, when you look at the game of football is a game of mistakes. Nobody's ever had a perfect game, and what happens is the team that wins usually makes the least amount of mistakes. And so that's what we preach to our guys, to make sure that they're doing what they're supposed to do, when they're supposed to do it, and how they're supposed to do it. And as long as they continue to keep working towards that, then, you know, we're going to end up getting the results we want.